Hi, I'm Rivka Fidel from the Agronomy Department in Iowa State University, and I work with David Laird and Michael Thompson. My experiment was an analysis of biochar's acid-base properties. So biochar's acid-base properties are important for a number of reasons. Namely, biochar can affect soil pH, which can have cascading effects on other soil properties. And biochar can be used for a variety of purposes, as most of you know. However, we still know very little about the specific organic functional groups and ash components that contribute to its acidity and basicity. We know a good amount about biochar's organic surface functional groups. Namely, it has a lot of different ones, and they can all interact with each other on the surface of the char. However, we don't know how those groups might interact with ash. For our experiment, we hypothesized that the relative alkalinity of biochar and aqueous systems will depend predominantly on the abundances of organic surface functional groups, carbonates of various base cations, and other inorganic bases, including oxides and hydroxides. Furthermore, we hypothesized that feedstock type and percent ash will depend primarily will be primary factors of biochar acidity and alkalinity. To answer these questions, we prepared two different biochars, ran thermogravimetric analysis, acid reaction kinetics, a carbonate analysis, FTIR, and Boehm titrations. To prepare the biochars, we chose two 500 degrees Celsius fast pyrolysis biochars. One was a corn stover from the Iowa State University Bioeconomy Institute. Another was a red oak char from Avella Bioenergy. Both of these were sieved to less than 0.417 millimeters. For the thermogravimetric analysis, we were interested in seeing if the solubility of the ash would differ between chars, so we treated the chars with different concentrations of hydrochloric acid before running thermogravimetric analysis, and we found that the corn stover biochar initially had 35% ash, and then that was reduced to 25% ash with the 0.02 molar hydrochloric acid treatment, and then there were no further decreases in ash content with additional increases in hydrochloric acid concentration, whereas the red oak biochar had 7.3% ash initially, and the additional hydrochloric acid increases in the hydrochloric acid concentration produced further decreases in ash content. And this we thought was due to high silica content in the corn stover biochar, which could not be dissolved by hydrochloric acid. So when we ran the hydrochloric acid reaction kinetics experiment, the char was equilibrated with different concentrations of hydrochloric acid, and the amount of hydrochloric acid that was neutralized over time was measured by titration. And we found that for the corn stover char, the 0.05 molar hydrochloric acid treatments and 0.1 molar hydrochloric acid treatments yielded a very similar amount of acid neutralized in millimoles of protons per gram of char, whereas the 0.02 molar hydrochloric acid only neutralized about 50% less. And that was because at the higher concentrations of hydrochloric acid, the reaction was limited by the amount of base in the char, and at the lower concentration of hydrochloric acid, it was limited by the supply of acid because the pH was at 6. For the red oak char, on the other hand, we found that the amount of acid neutralized continued to increase with successive increases in hydrochloric acid concentration, and we believe this was due to the fact that the red oak char had less ash, so the reaction was more dominated by the organic functional groups. It should also be noted that the red oak char had a much lower total acid neutralizing capacity than the corn stover char. For carbonate analysis, we found that the corn stover char had significantly more carbonates as measured by carbon dioxide evolved than the red oak char, and that the amount of carbon dioxide evolved was highly dependent on the final pH during the reaction between the char and hydrochloric acid. For our FTIR results, we found two peaks that were attributed to carbonates, and those peaks were here and there, and they decreased with increasing acid concentration, and this showed that the carbonates were completely removed with the 0.05 molar hydrochloric acid treatment. This was especially evident for the 876 peak, which completely disappeared. We also found a good number of other organic functional groups. So following that, we performed a Bohm titration, wherein we washed the biochars with 0.05 molar hydrochloric acid, then 1 molar calcium chloride, and then water to remove the inorganic bases, because the Bohm titration is designed to measure the abundance of functional groups with different pKa's, and inorganic bases will interfere with that measurement. Then we equilibrated the biochars with 0.05 molar solutions of hydrochloric acid, sodium bicarbonate, sodium carbonate, and sodium hydroxide to measure the different functional groups. And then those samples were filtered, acidified, sparged, and then titrated with standardized sodium hydroxide. And we found that for the Kornstover char had a much greater abundance of functional groups within the pKa range of 1.3 to 10.3, whereas the red oak char had a greater abundance of functional groups between pH 10.3 and 12.7. That caused the Kornstover char to have a much greater abundance of functional groups between pKa 4 and 10.3, and those groups would be more active in a soil environment, and the Kornstover char also had a greater abundance of total functional groups in millimoles per gram of ash-free char. So in summary, we found that the chars had different contributions to their alkalinity from different parts of the char. And for the Kornstover char, the greatest contribution was made by the carbonates, followed by the oxides and hydroxides, and then the organic functional groups. And likewise, for the red oak char, the greatest contribution by more than half was from carbonates. But in this case, the next greatest contribution was made by the organic functional groups and then the oxides and hydroxides. And in total, the Kornstover char was much more alkaline than the red oak char, as measured in millimoles per gram of protons neutralized. So to conclude, we found that carbonates and oxides and hydroxides constituted more than 50% of the total alkalinity for both chars. The organic surface functional groups also contributed significantly to biochar alkalinity and acidity. The sources of acidity and basicity and in fast pyrolysis biochars vary quantitatively and qualitatively with respect to feedstock. And our findings have implications for further research, namely, carbonates, oxides, and hydroxides must be removed before conducting the Bohm titration because they are abundant in significant amounts and they will interfere with the measurement of organic surface functional groups. And furthermore, the carbonate measurement by carbon dioxide evolution is highly dependent on equilibrium pH, and therefore it will need further standardization. And lastly, even though we found a lot about biochar's acid-base properties in these aqueous analyses, field studies are still needed to fully evaluate its effect on soil pH. I would like to acknowledge my colleagues who have helped me greatly in this study.
I enjoyed your paper. Can I suggest you do some X-ray diffraction materials, and then you'd be able to decide just what carbonates and maybe oxides are present?
We are planning to do that, but right now our XRD instrument is not operating. Any more questions? Yes?
So, for the burn titration, you remove the oxide of carbon base with acid,
mm-hmm.
and you turn around and try to measure the acid that's present. And what do you think about adjusting the pH and making sure that, how do you measure your, after you remove those, you also change the pH of your system?
Well, that's a very good point, and in this case, the acidification actually worked to our advantage because the Bohm titrants, except for the hydrochloric acid, are bases, and so we wouldn't be able to measure their reaction if we had not already protonated those groups, since the initial pH of the char was like 8.7 or so for the Kornstover char, and about 7 to 8 for the red oak char. So if we had readjusted the pH to 7, the for example, these moderately acidic groups, which include the carboxylic and pyridine-like groups, would not have reacted since they would have already been deprotonated. Yeah, it was at about pH 4 to 4.5. It was a little bit variable. Yes?
I'm pleased to see that you have come to this conclusion because we exactly observed the same thing for 10 million biochar. And you have to kind of bring them to near neutral or slightly acidic pH. Yeah.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to reduce the amount of time it took for the biochar to react with the different reagents, and we also wanted it to be of a similar size because the Avello red oak char had much larger particle size. And just to clarify, the biochar was sieved after it was pyrolyzed.
Okay.